ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So we are blessed already. Have that mindset so that it doesn't matter what happens. You're already blessed. Praise God. As I normally illustrate, I see being blessed as like your sex. If you're a man, you're a man in the afternoon, in the morning and night. Praise God. If you are blessed, you are blessed in the morning, you are blessed in the afternoon. It's a stamp from God over on your life. Praise God. Circumstances cannot change it. Praise God. So have that mindset. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what that boss says. Hallelujah. He's small compared to God. Maybe tomorrow you will not be there. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has said you are blessed and you are blessed. Praise God. Do you know that Christ became a curse? Galatians 3 verse 13 to 14. He became a curse so that you can become a blessed child of God. So that you can enjoy Abraham's kind of blessing. So imagine Jesus, the creator of the universe, came to die so that you can become blessed. Now you are afraid because somebody is threatening you. Praise God. Except somebody can go reverse the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of Christ. Nobody can reverse your blessing. Praise God. So carry that mentality, carry that mindset. Then also, you must carry a unique mindset. Psalm 71 verse 7. You must see yourself as a wonder unto many. Your life is full of wonders. As children of God, our lives ought to be like mysteries to people around us. If everything that happens in your life can be easily explained, chances are that you are not maximizing the enjoyment available for you in Christ. Praise God. Your life must become a wonder. Because normally, maybe to get that particular position, it has to be 1+1. But yours will be 0+1. Praise God. People will begin to wonder. He said, I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Praise God. You are unique. Something can take people 2 years, but yours will be 5 months. Praise God. Because you are unique, you are special. Praise God. I don't know if these stories will fit, but recently I've been, somehow, stories from my uni days have been coming back to me. I did year one twice. I was in the first school I went for my year one. So, how will I give this story now? Okay. The first school I went, we had the first exams, the first semester, and the exams were very difficult, you know. So, as at the first semester, we met, I knew people that were Christians in my class and everything, you know. So, you know, in year one, you have everybody together, both engineering and everybody in that, you know, most schools, you know. So, there was a particular physics course. People were always talking about it. So, and they said, in that school, they call it blocking. So, if you don't do well, you just arrange your money to go block the course. Praise God. I don't know if you see what happens there, though. So, I think after the first time, there was this copper guy that was working with the main stuff, and people were going to see him to give him the money to block the course and blah, blah, blah. There's some people that I thought were my fellow brethren. Praise God. They came to meet me and said, Philip, the way it is, we have to go and block this thing, though. Forget about it. No, let's just go and do this stuff. I said, no, you don't understand. A while back, after school, after secondary school, I thought, even during school, I thought, you know, helping people doing exam, for example. Because that was another thing. People said, why are you so selfish? How come you go to the front and sit down doing the exam? You won't talk to anybody. I said, before now, I was writing exam for people before I came here. So now I know better. I cannot go back there. Praise God. So I told, I can't forget their name, Ken and Marcus. I told them, I cannot do this stuff you are talking about. I am a child of God. Praise God. Everything will work together for my good. Praise God. But the summary of the story is, those guys, one of them failed, one of them got a D. I got an A in that course. Praise God. You see, your life becomes a wonder to many because they were wondering, how did it happen? It's that same school, because my whole plan was to leave that school. I didn't like the school one bit. Praise God. So I needed to pass all the courses so that if I was transferring, you know, it would be easier, or if I was using JAM again. So there was this math course. That day I was sick, definitely. Big time. So knew that, in fact, it was going to be a failed course. But I, you know, found scriptures. I kept on saying that with God, all things are possible. I'm a special child of God. Then after a while, one guy, he was also in the class. He just called me. He said, "Are you not Philip?" I said, "Yes." He called my son, "Yes." He said, "Your mass 1 stuff, you didn't do it well." "Ah," I said, "Yeah, I didn't do it well. Praise God." He said he was in the place when they were marking it. And he said, "I know this guy." And he passed me. Praise God. You are a unique child of God. Praise God. God has a way. There was a course we had in my year 4, in my new school, that, you know, I was a chemical engineer, a design course. That kind of course, you have all the textbook to design stuff, you know. And before that day, I can't forget, you know, I had not eaten, so I was extremely weak. My plan was, it was on the weekend, my plan was I would get to the faculty, quickly find something to eat before going to the exam. By the time we came, normally they don't start early, but that day they started very early, praise God. And there was nobody around to buy anything. So, number one, I could not even understand what the question was talking about. Because no sugar, energy zero. And I saw one guy, the guy that was best in the previous year, year 3, he was just writing away. I wonder, what is this guy writing? Praise God. Then I said, I pray in the Spirit. The Spirit, you see, when you pray in the Holy Ghost to enjoy life, listen for instructions. Praise God. He will tell you what to do. 1, 2, 3. So he gave me instructions. Number one, go downstairs now. They are here, you get a drink. So I went downstairs. I took up my hand. I need to go downstairs. I went downstairs, I took a drink. Then I came back. I sat down. Then he said, "You see that question? Just do it this way." I didn't know what I was doing. That's the truth about it. I have so many miracles in school, but this one was the best miracle. So I just started writing. I just started designing, to just, you know, going like that. Then after the course, everyone started complaining. "This course is worse. This guy, Professor Ibafe, is the blah, blah, blah." Then I was saying, "This is my best course ever." And there's one Catholic girl, she hates that kind of talk. I don't know why she hates that kind of talk. She goes, "Why are you always talking like this?" "Well, you live my own way now. I'm talking that this is my best course ever." That man told people that there was no A in that course, but I got an A. Praise God. You are not an ordinary person. Your life is a wonder to many. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, someone. Then have, number four, have a global mentality. Joshua 1 verse 3. "Everywhere the sole of your foot shall tread upon, the Lord has given you." Have a global mentality. Even though you are traveling without money in your pocket, know that you can never be stranded. Praise God. Have that confidence. Praise God. Hallelujah. Abraham had that mentality. That's why when he was going to, you know, separate from Lot, he told Lot, "Look around. Choose any area. If you go right, I will go left. If you go left, I will go right." Because he knew he was blessed. Praise God. The thing that produces prosperity is inside of him. Praise God. You are a child of God as well. So have a global mentality. Praise God. How do you change your thoughts? It's a spiritual warfare. Engage your thoughts spiritually until they are aligned with the word of God. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. You must engage. You must speak down. You must cast down those arguments. Those things, those arguments, those negative thoughts. Don't just think thoughts. For you to fight negative thoughts, you must speak. Praise God. You don't fight thoughts with thoughts. Praise God. You must speak the word. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we close tonight, how do you enjoy your Christian life? We'll just take one. Number one, you must learn to cast your cares upon Jesus. Praise God. Matthew 11:28, Message Translation. You must learn to cast all your cares. Don't carry your burden. Don't carry all your fears. Cast them. Hallelujah. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. I will show you how to take, how to enjoy your life. Can we go back to NKJV? Come unto me, all you who are. Sayemi, can I have that basket, please? Praise God. Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. So come to Jesus with all your labor. Sayemi, can you carry that stuff on your head as if you are selling tomatoes? Just come forward with that. Are you sure you didn't sell something when you're younger like this? It fits you. Now, this burdens. So you have come to Jesus now. Come to Jesus. Some of us, we are with Jesus and we are still carrying our burdens. We are meant to cast your cares upon Jesus. Have you ever seen somebody that enters a cab and still carries his way? Is that the cab? You are meant to cast all your cares upon 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares upon Jesus. Casting is a continuous stuff. Casting all your cares, all your worries. Never give any worry any. The more you give them, the more you dwell on your worries, on your fears, it grows bigger. It grows bigger until it consumes your life. Cast them down immediately they come. Cast them on Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you have casted them, refuse to go back. Hallelujah. Peter said, casting all your cares. In Acts chapter 12. Thank you, sir. Peter was to be brought out the next day to be beheaded. But Peter was sleeping soundly. Hallelujah. Because he wrote this. Peter wrote 1 Peter 5:7. So he was showing us an example in Acts chapter 12. You can go home and look at that. Acts 12 from 1 to 11. They are taking John and beheaded John. And they were meant to bring him out the next day to behead him. And he was sleeping soundly. In fact, when the angel came to release him, he did not even know it. That he was actually, you know, real life. He thought he was still dreaming. That's how sound he was asleep. We need to learn to cast our... That's the only way to enjoy your Christian life. He has already, you know, given you that invitation. Cast all your cares. Any thought, any negative thought, any worry, any burden. Just roll them over to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, someone. Hallelujah. As we close tonight, can we just take a confession? Can we stand to our feet as we take a confession? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you all the glory. I hope you got something tonight. Did you get anything tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, you are my Father. I have been born again. I am born of God. You are my very own Father. I am your very own child. I am in the family of God. Father, I love you. I thank you, Father, for the great love with which you have loved us. And you do love us, Father. You love me. I thank you, Father, for your written word. The entrance of your word gives light. Your word tells us, do not fret or have any anxiety or worry about anything. Forgive me, Father, for worrying. Forgive me, Lord, for having anxiety about things. You are my Father God. So I cast all my cares. I cast all my concerns. I cast all my worries. I cast all my anxiety upon you, Father. I'm not going to worry or be anxious about them anymore. I'm not going to be overly concerned about them anymore. You carry my load. You bear my burdens. I am burden free. I am carefree. I am worry free. It's in your hands now, Father. I leave it there. I choose to enjoy and celebrate you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Can you give God praise tonight? Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudratabiola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,